Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Man, it's not a killer mosquito. I didn't mean to say that. But as a mosquito, they call it a monster mosquito. That's what it was, a monster mosquito. They're expecting it's poised to strike Florida. And what I think about when I was reading about this is, and you can see a picture of this mosquito on the torch. You go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch. You got to see this mosquito as big as a quarter. And but remember, John Paul Jackson talked about all these different things in that prophetic word, which you also can find on the torch as well, about these different insects and plagues and different things like that. But it's called a galley nipper. What? It's called a galley nipper.
Just sounds funny.
Yeah, it's a monster mosquito poised to strike Florida. Mark, with Life Science, I think his name is Lanilla. He's called Lanilla. But this is what Mark says. He says, an adult galley nipper feeding on human blood. He said, one of the most ferocious insects you ever heard of. It's the size of a quarter, guys, and its painful bite has been compared to being knifed.
Oh my God. What?
I'm serious.
Wow.
Can you imagine Pat gave a knife by a mosquito? You can imagine, ow! I can hear it all the way across the street. It is set to invade Florida this summer.
Wow.
Welcome to the beaches and
Welcome to the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, the monster mosquitoes. They go, Mommy, look, it's a bird. That's a mosquito room here.
Wow.
Mama got knifed. The Sunshine State, he says, he's writing in his article here already. Sunshine State, already home of the man-eating sinkholes, the invading Bermuda pythons, the swarming sharks, tropical storms, and other disasters can expect to see an explosion of shaggy-haired galley nippers. Monster mosquitoes, a type of a giant mosquito, according to the entomologist Phil Kaufman of the University of Florida. Galley nipper eggs hatch after rainstorms or floods, and the state saw a big jump in the number of galley nippers last summer after Tropical Storm Debbie dumped a load in Florida. Eggs laid last year could produce a bumper crop of things that can knife you. A
wow.
Bumper crop of these blood-sucking bugs, he writes, this summer in Florida if we see a soggy rain season. Think about that. Isn't something? I wouldn't be surprised, given the number that we saw last year, Kaufman said in his statement, there'll be a bumper crop. He says, we see rainy cycles hit again and again, and the insects and these galley nippers, you know, are coming. They'll literally begin to just swarm, swarm, and pest controls and like think
DEET
and all that doesn't stop it.
Oh,
you have to have a bat. You know, you have to literally. But the good thing about this. Is
a good thing.
Is that we don't live in Florida. Now, the good thing about this is it doesn't carry disease, they say. That it just sucks you dry of blood and knifes you to death, right? Can you imagine being just 4 or 5 knifings? I got mugged by the monster mosquito. I mean, what else? You know what I'm saying? What else?
Wow.
What else? You know, and I just thought it was pretty something. And You got to see a picture of this thing. It's big as a quarter. Can you imagine sending your kids out and just say, listen, if you see a monster mosquito, run for your life because you might get knifed.
Wow.
Isn't that not bad?
That's terrible.
I mean, whoever thought about that? It's like, we got to repent.
Yeah.
We got to repent.
Good time would be now, right?
Next thing you know, the Bermuda python will be flying through the air or something.
Bermuda.
You know? Huh? Oh, Bernice? Burmese python.
Chris used to have one.
Snake man. Snake man.
Snake man. Reptile man.
He's asleep
reptile.
With him.
Yeah.
Reptilian.
You know, you've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com.
or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.